Greetings, this is James Hillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. We're also on eSETI Stargate, and so check that out. You can go in there every Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and actually correspond with the people on the show and other people. So it's fun. You can get questions answered and things of that nature. There's so much going on right now. We talked about a week ago about another major wave of energy coming in around the 20th. To the 22nd. And so right around that time period, and we just looked at the Schumann resonance yesterday and it was off the scale. It was like intense. So that's happening right now. We're going through these waves and they create huge shifts in consciousness. They create erratic weather. They create an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity when these waves are absorbed by the earth. So they affect the bioelectric field around the body and people go into process and things. So that's important to realize. So much going on. There's so many people just, you know, I don't know, you know, part of me wants to just say silly humans, but it sounds, you know, egotistic, but it is so crazy. I don't know why we just can't be loving and kind to each other and get out of everybody else's business, because when you project and blame and try to straighten things out on the external, it's not going to work. It's really internal we have to do. We have to go back in the internal and see what is this triggering for us? What do we need to do here? And there's a lot of that going on, a lot of projection, a lot of blame, a lot of, and it's very intense right now. So anyway, you just have to learn to depersonalize it and just hold that space, that sacred space. My guest tonight is Kay Pacha, and he's been come to the ranch quite a few times, and we've done workshops, and I've had him on the show before, and he's got 40 years of experience as an astrologer, spiritual practitioner. His approach to healing spirit, mind, and body through emotional release and Kundalini yoga utilizes astrology as a healing art. In addition to personal readings, he brings astrology to everyone through international lectures, experiential workshops, writing, teaching. He's the author of The Pele Report, a weekly astrological YouTube forecast, and numerous magazine and online articles. Using yoga, meditation, nature for self-renewal, and natural law as his guide, his work brings balance, love, and joy to others and the planet. So without any further ado, we want to bring Kay Pacha on the show. Kay Pacha, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you. Nice to be here, James.
All right.
See you again.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You're in Costa Rica, and you know it's like 20 degrees every morning when I wake up here. So it's like, one day we'll have an eSETI Costa Rica. We've got one in Japan. We've got one in Australia right now. I'm working on one in Mexico. And hopefully we can jump around and be snowbirds, basically.
Yeah, that'd be great. Come on down. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll have to come check it out. So what's happening right now? I know there's got to be some major astrological things. Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been doing. I'm throwing my monk robe on. I'll see you guys later. That's what I've been feeling like doing, because the planet's coming unglued. Maybe you can shed some light onto what's happening.
Yeah. Well, where to begin? I mean, I kind of start with the big cycles, okay, and then narrow it down and narrow it down and narrow it down to, you know, this weekend and whatever. But I mean, we're in the huge, you know, huge changing from patriarchy to matriarchy. Okay, from, you know, thousands of years of male-dominated, hierarchical, you know, power-hungry conquerors, right? That's kind of like, you know, that's dissolving, you know, but they're holding on and grabbing on and kind of know it's over. And, you know, astrology, of course, works with reincarnation. So we've got a lot of the same players coming around that have been, you know, coming around for a long time.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of, you know, in some ways it's a little bit of a repeat of, you know, Atlantis, Lemuria, and previous civilizations. And it's just, you know, some of the same souls kind of coming in and really trying to like derail the evolution, the processes, you know, and some of our ET friends are also probably, you know, just intervening, welcome or not. But fact of the matter is that we are closing a 6,500-year cycle. And whether it's the closing of the moon cycle or the closing of the solar year or, you know, the closing of the end of a lifetime, you know, the end, okay, is compost pile. The structures that we held on to, the realities, the bank accounts, the identities, the sense of purpose and meaning, and you know, it's like everything that we've been like holding on to as important and real is going away and changing and morphing and modifying and dissolving. So it's chaos. The 12th house, Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, has to do with chaos.
Yeah.
And you know, and chaos is just like basically, what I say is there's no such thing as chaos. There is an intelligent order that we don't get.
Yeah.
It's not left brain, linear, logical, rational. We can't explain it, so we call it chaos. But there is a divine order, a higher order, a greater intelligence than our limited ego, right? So we're kind of opening up, and a lot of this stuff is just kind of like, you know, really going away. So people are grabbing at straws. People are grabbing at, like, you know, it's like, you know, throw me a life preserver. You know, I'm in the water and there's, you know, I don't know how to swim. You know, it's getting too wild and crazy around here. So there's a lot of, you know, trauma, basically. There's a lot of, I could talk a lot about trauma, you know.
Yeah, I've had a little bit in my life recently. I just learned to depersonalize it. You know, you just can only do what you can do, basically. As long as your intentions are in the right place and you're doing the best you can, that's all that matters. That's the way I look at it.
So planetarily wise, you know, we are coming into 2020, this whole year, you know, is Jupiter joining with Saturn, joining with Pluto. Okay, the last time they all came together, okay, you know, tight enough in Capricorn was like 2000 BC.
Wow.
So
I remember that. I'm just kidding.
It's just like, okay, boys. Show's over. And, you know, and it's just like, whoa, this is, you know, and so we want to just kind of understand what Capricorn is. Capricorn is the opposite of Cancer. And this one is what we call the security axis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cancer is water. It's, you know, emotional security. Capricorn is earth. It's physical, financial security. And of course, Pluto has been moving through Capricorn since 2008. It's going to stay there till 2024. And it's Shiva, god of destruction, the underworld, death and resurrection, you know, metamorphosis, okay, of what we hold on to for security, of our financial institutions, you know, of currency, of, you know, just like, you know, resources. I mean, so many, you know, aspects of our, you know, earthly, tangible security systems are now being, you know, gutted, transformed, metamorphosed into a future design. Everything is metamorphosing into the unknown, into something that's not been created yet. It's not really clear. It's not solid. It's not tangible. So there's, I often give the image of the trapeze artist that swings from the one trapeze and you got to let go and reach out for the next trapeze. So we're kind of, you know, at this point, we're mid-air between the two trapeze.
yeah, that's what it feels like.
And everybody can just go, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, so this is Pluto. And like I say, he moves into Aquarius, all right, you know, by 2024. and bring in. And so it's going to, you know, we're moving through this tunnel, like this birth canal, into a new age, into a new reality, into a, you know, a different frequency of consciousness. But in the meantime, there's resistance, fear, ego gets in the way. There's, you know, power struggles, control issues, people not wanting to let go of the old trapeze.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to keep on that. And they, and what are they going to do? They're going to start swinging backwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the monkey trap. You know, they got their hand in the monkey trap and they don't want to let go. And
it's, you know, like, it's, if you, like, if you don't let go, you're not going to. You're not going to catch the next one, right? I mean, so it's a little, exactly. It's a little tense. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of intensity right now. And next, then, besides Pluto, then if that wasn't enough, okay, you know, a couple of years ago, Saturn entered Capricorn. Chronos, time, the third dimension, you know, the devil card and the tarot, okay, the goat. I mean, this is just like, you know, so Saturn comes in. And Saturn is, you know, just wanting, okay, it's law, boundaries, time, space, consequences that happen through time, maturity, okay, the elders. This is, you know, and it's like, yes, no, black, white, win, lose, you know, plus, minus, day, night, light, dark, you know, masculine, feminine. It's very cut. It's very third dimensional. And so Saturn is coming in and he's, you know, it goes around every 28 years. A lot of us were, are feeling things from 7, 14, 21, 28 years ago. So it's closing of this Saturn cycle and it's bringing in a lot of consequences. And Saturn is basically time, form, and structure, which has to do with contracts and commitments and goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole social paradigm, all the social engineering, everything that's going on right now to maintain that box, it's just getting torn apart. And there's people out there doing all they can to hold on to that box. And they go, this is the way it should be, you know? And I go, you know, you're shitting all over yourself when you do that, you know? So it's like, you see a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, we always see Pluto is what we call in astrology the evolutionary force. Mm-hmm. And depending upon the amount of, there's a direct equation, resistance to evolution equals pain.
Yeah.
you know, eventually it just comes back to bite you in the butt. I mean, it's just, you know, and yet that fear brings people into a place of resistance. Mm-hmm. And so this is a time where, you know, there's just a lot of intensity as the volcano builds, as resistance builds, there is this tension building. And the other thing then, of course, is Jupiter. Now, Jupiter comes in. Jupiter just entered Capricorn, okay, in December. And it goes around every 12 years. It's going to be in here for another year until December of 2020. And what does Jupiter do? Jupiter just says more.
Yeah.
Expansion. You know, bring it on. more, you know, it's just like, you know, prosperity, abundance, you know, just, I mean, in some ways, it's like some good fortune, maybe like the cavalry coming in, kind of like, okay, you've had Saturn and Pluto all through 19, you know, and Saturn just hit Pluto last month, you know, and so it's been like Saturn, Pluto is like a big slab of concrete dropping on our heads. But now Jupiter is going to be kind of coming in here, and I'm going to say that it's going to just like really, it's going to magnify the issues. It's going to magnify our personal issues, our social issues, our financial issues, you know, our security issues. I mean, it's just like everything. It's like a big blackhead, you know, that's just about ready to pop. You know? And this is the year, baby. It's like, boom.
Yeah. Well, Pluto, doesn't Pluto represent that, like, your deepest, darkest, hidden stuff, you know? And that's all just coming up right now. And I'm seeing people really in denial, you know, saying, it's not me, it's them, you know, or it's coming up. And it's if you don't go within and take it internally and heal it and learn to depersonalize it, that with these other energies coming in, what I'm seeing, it's going to hit you like a freight train. You know, the next, if you don't deal with it now, it's going to hit you like a freight train, you know, in the future. And the higher beings are telling me, they said, there's some people that are going to have some very hard lessons, you know, and they're going to be amplified and exponentially, have a karmic backlash with these new energies coming in.
It's not stopping. It's not over. It's like, you know, there's a new forest fire. There's a new, you know, there's a new trauma here. There's a new hurricane. There's a new freezing. There's a new da, da, da. And it's like, it's constantly bombarding us. Okay. And it brings up this Pluto is our root chakra. It's the Kundalini. It's the survival, death or life.
Yeah.
And what we're all kind of facing now with, you know, with the idiotic decisions and choices of so many people, extinction. Mm-hmm. Fucking extinction. It's like, you know what? If you keep this up, right, you know, you keep, you know, destroying your planet like this, okay? And so this brings up our very root. And what people do with trauma is a couple of different things. One of them is denial.
Yeah.
Just absolute. And you can see that going on. It's just like, oh, BS. That's not happening. Technology's going to save the day or this or that or da 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 da. It's just like, I don't even want to look at what this brings up for me.
Yeah.
And the second thing trauma really does is trauma brings us back. Trauma is overwhelming. And when we feel overwhelmed, we feel powerless. And it reminds us subconsciously, unconsciously, of other previous times in our life, particularly our childhood, and particularly when we were babies. Okay, yeah. When we were helpless and where we were overwhelmed with, you know, just like, oh my God, right? And so it's triggering the deepest memories that we have, and you know, it's a lot to process.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty intense. I mean, I had some things pop up on me that I went, whoa, where did that come from? You know, and I didn't know it was in there, and it was intense. I mean, it was heavy, and I just go, whoa, that was like, you know, that came out of nowhere. But, you know, and it's not, I always tell people, you know, I guarantee you I'm not infallible. You know, we have our own process. We have our own challenges. All of us do. And, you know, as I told her, everybody's doing the best they can right now. Well, some people aren't even trying to clean house, but it's not optional anymore. We don't have the luxury of not, you know, cleaning up our closet right now. We, you know, the door's going to be flung away. We should have a new term called astral trauma. Like the astrological influences are going to create astral trauma.
Yeah, baby.
And we're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been just working.
Or cosmic trauma.
Cosmic trauma, you know, it's part of it for me is just I've been working a lot. I teach Kundalini yoga. I teach breath work, you know, and I it's really for me, this is a time where it's somewhat easy to get out of ourselves, to be pulled out, to be distracted, to be depressed, or to be so affected. You know, it's like it's because the other thing that's going on besides all of this pressure and intensity, as the human evolution, Neptune is in Pisces, which is also about opening the crown chakra. It's about becoming more sensitive. So we are all, at the same time that we're getting bombarded, yeah, we're also developing extra sensory perceptive capacities and qualities that can make it so it's even more overwhelming. And it's getting harder, and so it's just like, you know, we have to really watch our immune system. We have to really, you know, this is a time where I'm just like doing a lot of yoga. I'm doing a lot of exercise. I'm doing a lot of deep breathing. They call it breath of fire. There's many different, it's pranayama in Kundalini yoga, where you use different breathing techniques to just like really, you know, center, calm, soothe, you know, get into, you know, your core space rather than getting yanked out by, you know, this event and that external stimulation and that news. It's just like, so we have to kind of come home. The more that encourage people, it's not denial and it's not escapism. When you are taking care of your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body, I mean, this is, Leo, this is your instrument to experience this dimension. And to me, this is a time where we need to tune our instruments. We need to clean out our flutes. You know, we need to open the channels. We need to like really be, you know, it's like, because that's the other aspect is what? We're here. We incarnated at this time to lead the revolution. I want to get defense mode. You know, and actually say, you know what, rather than duck and cover, we've got to like stand up and be seen and be heard and teach and heal. And I mean, this is the time that we came into work. We got to get on it, man. It's not a time to be like hanging out at home waiting for it to blow over. It's not gonna blow over. I mean, you know, we need to like, you know, engage the process.
Yeah.
Are you getting that?
I just got back from Australia and we did a tour there, and where they held the conferences was right in the heart of Illuminati Central in their building, you know, with all the gargoyles on the roofs and everything. And talk about taking it home, you know, to the belly of the beast. And boy, I got back. I felt like I went through a meat grinder. You know, it was like energetic meat grinder or something. And I had to put myself back together and clean up the backwash from that, you know, the backlash from that. But that was pretty intense. And it's been going on a lot. And I know people that are really empathic, that are really sensitive, are really getting hammered right now by other forces, unseen negative influences, other people's thoughts, and, you know, I call them nasty grams, you know, and things like that. And they're really having trouble, you know, shifting out of that being too subjective into an objective phase. And I always tell people, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And then you have to shift when you're feeling it, you have to shift into objective where you're healing. And you're clearing it out. If you keep feeling it, it's going to take you down. You know, there are times you have to kind of, okay, I'm going to shift gears here, shift energies here. So, and clear this up, you know, and take some time. And, you know, it seems like we're doing it like 10 times a day. We're having it because we're on a vortex anyway. And the energies that we're having to keep clearing and clearing, it's just phenomenal. It's like never ending right now, but I know it's going to get a little worse with all these new energies coming in. But the good news is what's underneath all these energies is bringing all this up to heal. And then the flip side is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And I am kind of seeing this as a bit of a portal I'm kind of seeing this year of 2020, because what happens now is that, you know, Jupiter, you know, comes along and, you know, it joins and it hits Pluto, and then it goes up and it hits Saturn. And it's really by the end of the year, late November, December, we have Jupiter joining, conjuncting with Saturn, you know, and it's, you know, it's coming around. And that's like the birth of the new. That's the start of the next. That is, you know, that's moving on into a new phase. It's, I mean, it's so amazing that it so corresponds with the elections. I mean, up there.
We got the same, we got the exact same information. They said November, there's going to be a lot hitting the fan up to November, and then it's going to flip. Going to be a flip. And those that are trying to resist or holding this back, you know, universal law, things like that, those are going to be in a world of hurt, basically, if you don't make that shift before then.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just a question of, you know, how many go down with the ship.
The ship's going down. it's gone down. It's like, and, you know, you only got so many fingers to plug those holes, they got like 1,000 holes and 10 fingers and 10 toes, basically. And it's there's no way, you know.
It's going down. So, and I mean, in other ways too. I mean, we can look at the planet Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius. I associate with Prometheus. In mythology, and it has to do, you know, with lightning, electricity. It's our nervous system. It is sudden awakening. I associate it with the third eye, with the sixth chakra, with, you know, the future, envisioning extraterrestrial intelligence. It's this whole age of Aquarius. It's computers, World Wide Web, technology, science, the absent-minded professor. I mean, you know, this is just like, so, you know, Uranus is the genius. And It is also about radical, revolutionary, sudden, unpredictable change.
Yeah, we're on a Uranus line right here for me. and it's like, I think I might have to move one day, because that's all I'm seeing here is fast changes, you know, things moving really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, you know, it goes around every 85 years. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, and so you kind of really feel it. If you relate to age 21, 42, 63, okay, this is, you know, 84. These are Uranian years, okay, you know, like in your life.
Yeah.
It can be, if you've got anything in Taurus, early Taurus or early Scorpio, early Leo, early Aquarius, you're having a Uranian transit right now. It aspects itself every 21 years, but it could be going over your sun or your moon or your Venus or your Mars or something, according to your own personal, you know, timeline. But for collectively, it's moved into the sign of Taurus last year.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay there for 6 more years. And Taurus, like Capricorn, is another earth sign. It has to do with resources. It has to do with minerals. It has to do with, you know, the stuff that these electric cars are made out of is a lot of minerals. You know, they're going to start mining the ocean floor, okay, you know, to get more, you know, aluminum and copper and everything to make more batteries for more cars and for, you know, and it's also our resource. It's all of our resources. It's food.
Yeah.
It's the Amazon rainforest. It's, you know, so we've got this 7-year period from 2019 to 2026 with Uranus coming around through Taurus. And again, this is the planet of shock, of rapid, sudden change. It's the aha. And the aha can be great, like aha. Surprise, yeah. It's Christmas and I got a new bicycle. Or it can be, aha, the cupboard is empty and my bank account is gone and I have no food. You know, it's kind of shocking, which is also traumatic, you know, moving into this earth physical. So it's just like out of fire, earth, air, and water. Okay, we've got a lot going on where, you know, fire and air's ideas and water's emotions, but we're getting it at the earth, you know, at the very, you know, tangible physical realities right now. And so what we have is, it's like plus and minus, good, bad, right, wrong, up, down. There's good things and there's bad things about it. I mean, you know, the good thing is, I would say, number one, we need to personally and collectively ingeniously invent and innovate new ways of living, of surviving, of making money. You know, I was talking to, you know, Elon Musk, you know, came out with this thing and he says, you know, one thing is that robots are going to just be like taking over most people's jobs. And so a big thing, you know, that people are going to be dealing with, because a lot of our identities are connected to our jobs. If you don't have a job, you don't have an identity. It's going to be a search for meaning, a search for purpose, a search for like, who am I and why am I here and what is this all about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's funny. I mean, there's a lot of jokes about Uranus. we have a few. I always ask them, say, how come nobody channels anybody from Uranus? I mean, what's the problem with that? You know, it's like, when we have the motherships from Uranus come in, there's a lot of jokes about that, too.
But, I think Jim Carrey did in one of his movies. He was
Yeah, he'd be a good one.
Out of his ass. Oh, yeah. God. What happens is, you know, Uranus kind of comes in and it's like, you know, the cryptocurrency, you know, sure, the stock market or, you know, world, you know, bank. I mean, there's just kinds of like sudden ups, sudden downs, sudden great, sudden nothing. It's just like, you know, it goes on this, you know, rapid, you know, rise and fall that is, you know, it's very unstable. So what we want to be doing now is we want to be embracing, you know, the sense and kind of, that's the cool thing about astrology and what you're doing is seeing the cycles and seeing what lies ahead, you can prepare for it. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like surfing. You know, it's like you see a wave coming, and you start to paddle.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's a wave coming, and this wave coming is going to be, you know, tumultuous when it comes to physical, financial, you know, it's food production. Okay, you know, I think the more self-sufficient, the more gardens that we grow, the more that we are kind of independent, you know, and we develop our own talent, capacity. I encourage a lot of my clients, I counsel people, you know, I do chart readings every day. And it's just like, you know, I really encourage so many people at this time, okay, to get a second or a third or a fourth source of income. You know, it's like, don't just be doing what you've been doing because that's what you know and that's what you've been doing for 20 years and da 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 da. What you want to be doing is, it's time to like, okay, I do a little bit of this, I do a little bit of that, I get something here, I get something there, and I'm not, if this goes down, I still got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, we just came in from getting our, we have these huge upper gardens and we're already working on it, getting the soil all prepared and everything else and, you know, burning a lot of the old crap out of it. And so it's looking great. I mean, it's the soil's like black almost. It's so rich, you know, and I can't wait to get in there and garden. And we've always done that here at the ranch. We're pretty self-sufficient. I mean, we've had, you know, we've lost all of our power for weeks at a time and things like that. And I thought it was great. Actually, you know, it's just like, I can cook on the stove, you know, the heat stove, everything's on propane, the water heater is on propane. So that'll last for 6 months, you know? And so it's really, really easy to take care of things. And it was so quiet, and it's so interesting when you're, you know, in the winter, you have the snow on the ground, that makes everything nice and quiet. And then you have the heater and you've got a nice, you know, you can cook your food right on the stove if you want. And people don't realize how amazing that is. And when the power was down and all the internet was off and everything, it was great. You know, I really enjoyed it.
I remember the snow, actually. I grew up in Chicago. I actually was just snowshoeing up at Donner Pass in California a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a silence and a stillness and a beauty with the snow that you just don't get any other way. I don't know. It must absorb the sound or something. It's just.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It is. I love it. Yeah. I love it when it, you know, people go, "Guy, how can you stand that?" And I go, "Actually, it's great. You know, you get a lot of me time, you know." And if you don't enjoy, if you can't entertain yourself or you don't enjoy being with yourself, I always tell people, don't, you're going to get cabin fever. You're going to go crazy. And that's always a problem when you have a bunch of people together and they get cabin fever and everybody's issues start coming up. And every year we go through that. Yeah, you go, I wonder who's going to be left, you know, by spring.
I know, man. I grew up with five brothers and sisters and two parents. You know, there were eight of us in this little house, man. And yeah. You know, when winter came around, it was like, yeah, oh, right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, down here, I'm down now. It's like I got out of the United States. It was just a little too crazy for me, a little too, weird. And I came down here to Costa Rica. I'm in a permaculture community, and we're developing another one across the street. We've got 150 lots and a huge garden. We get these baskets of veggies every day. And what I love about Costa Rica is just like, it's growing all year round.
I mean,
you got mangoes, papayas, pineapples. It's just like, it's really phenomenal. So the only
I haven't been there yet. I've never been to Costa Rica yet. It's on my bucket list. You know, I need to come and check it out.
Yeah, baby.
How far away from the ocean are you?
About 45 minutes to the beach.
Oh, okay. So you're inland.
I'm a little inland. Yeah. I mean, I'm on a river, the Machuca, Rio de Machuca is, beautiful, fresh, you know, you just, you know, drink the water out of that baby. But,
nice.
Yeah, it's a little ways out to the ocean. On the Pacific side, you know, it's really, but I got to say, the other thing that I'm a little looking at now also is, and I don't know, maybe you even know a little bit about this, but I'm looking into a 5G shield because, you know, they're shooting off these tens of thousands of satellites to be, you know, blasting every square inch of planet Earth, with the EMF. And my plan is to, you know, create a dome over this community. I want to create this guy. So like, you know, people who don't want their DNA messed with, right? I mean, I feel like I want to create this refuge, you know, for future human beings that are going to, you know, not be genetically modified, are not going to be, you know, bombarded and blasted with, you know, some of the, you know, the, they call it the Internet of Things.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's just like, you know, the technology to me is getting a little, what's happening is what we're creating, you know, with artificial intelligence and everything that's going on, we're just really creating conditions and machines that are and dealing with science and viruses and genetic structures and things that it's like letting a 5-year-old play with AK-47. It's like we don't have the emotional intelligence. We don't have the maturity as a species. And in fact, very often it's those involved with with the technology are even less,
evolved.
I mean, I don't want to get,
Well, they don't have the thing about, if you're close to the earth, like Native Americans, they say you don't do anything, that's going to affect the next 7 generations or things like that. Well, they look at stuff. They just look at the profit. Hey, and we can sell more toys for everybody because everybody's going to have to go to 5G and we'll put the system up and everybody be connected. The problem is that, the effects of that and, from the things that I've heard about it, the effects were pretty bad. It's like they've tried it in different countries and birds fell out of the sky and everything happened, So when they flipped it on and then all of a sudden people were starting getting energy sickness from it, So, you go, well, what's that doing to the whole food chain, basically? The whole system, that's all running on frequencies and waves. And what's that going to do to animal migration? Being bombarded with all those frequencies, that's going to affect, the magnetite and things like that. So I think birds are going to start going north when they're supposed to go south. There's all kinds of crazy things are going to happen when this network gets established.
Yeah, I think I just got myself an EMF detector, and I got these websites where they got these little USB things you can plug in and it will do your whole house.
Yeah.
So I have found the technology to where I can clean the space, of my personal family dwelling.
Yeah.
I'm going to get space age myself and make one of these, kind of, it won't be a physical dome. I'm looking more at some kind of a magnetic field or something where it's going to,
Ken Rolla, do you know Ken Rolla?
I've heard the name, but
he's going to be speaking here and he has a lot of those devices and we have some of those here that work on a 50-mile radius and 75-mile radius and things like that. So we have that, we've been using that technology here. I don't know how it interacts with the 5G. It's supposed to harmonize, but we'll see, we're playing with it right now to see what works and what doesn't work. But it'd be great to get something that harmonizes the 5G that changes, the frequency of it enough to where it's no longer, messes up your systems.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I want to be in touch with you about that and see how that develops.
So, yeah. Even the system in the houses, with your whole electrical system interferes with your fields, and you can change that as well. We have devices that are harmonizing that as well, changing that frequency. So mm-hmm. it doesn't mm-hmm. affect.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a little touch or a little taste of Uranus moving through Taurus, getting back to the astrology. I'm just thinking now we also have Mars.
Uh-oh.
Mars, Mars goes around every 2 years. You can think of the terrible twos. Okay. It's the masculine sexual initiate impulse. You just go for it. No fear. Just, the warrior. I mean, it's just like, it's the machete, the knife, the scalpel. I mean, it's this powerful phallic, phallus energy that wants to penetrate and wants to conquer and wants to, start the new and go. So guess what? It just came into Capricorn. We are having a Capricorn party, man. Just like, oh my God, right? It came in there about a week ago. It's going to be here for like 5 more weeks. It's still like the middle of March, Okay, Mars is marching right on through. It's going to be hitting, you know, the moon's nodes and Jupiter and then Pluto and then Saturn. And it's just like, boom, 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 boom. It's a fiery, you know, it deals with anger. It deals with action. Yeah. So we're going to be seeing over these next 5 weeks, we're going to be seeing some action. I mean, the shit's going to be hitting the fan. This is a time where, and Saturn and Capricorn have to do with external authority figures. Mm. This is governments, you know, corporations, things that it's very impersonal. It's very objective. This is just kind of like, you know, we'll be seeing, I think, some real fireworks when it comes to, actions that are, somewhat disturbing, you know.
A lot of unsealed indictments, I think, are coming up, soon. The whole, just a big cleanup, I think, is coming, and it's all ready to go. It's like that, like both barrels are loaded and both things are cocked, and you know, it's all sitting there ready to go. Somebody's just got to pull the trigger on it, and it's going to be intense. You know, it's going to be intense, and I with all these other things, these influences, I've seen that everything, you know, is going to surface, all that stuff they've tried to hide for so long, and, you know, laptops with some pretty crazy stuff on them, and all that information, you know, emails that were censored, all that crap is going to come up and bite, it's like a pressure cooker. Everybody's just been putting the lid on it and just hoping it's going to stay there, but the heat's on, you know, and it's gonna blow.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like a short time too. Seems like it's not gonna, you know, a lot of us wish this would happen faster, but I think if it happened faster, we'd lose so many people on the planet, because there's so many people that are buying into the system, you know. They're so socially engineered, they don't really understand what's going on, and if everything moves too fast, you're going to lose a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty wild and crazy time. And then what we've got, right? The moon's been moving through Capricorn these last couple of days. I think you were, you know, talking about, you know, what was coming in on the 20th. Okay, you know, this is so we got Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, South Node, even the asteroid Ceres. You know, I mean, this is like everything is like kaboom, you know, going on here. But now the moon is moving into Aquarius, and by Sunday, we have a new moon. We have, it's going to be in Pisces, 4 degrees, 29 minutes, from now until then. The moon moving through Aquarius is this type of, what Aquarius is about is consciousness.
Yeah.
And that consciousness is expanded, through stepping outside of the situation. You know, through stepping outside of the box, stepping outside of what's conventional, you know, meeting with the astrologers or the ETs or the, you know, it's just like, get out of the normal, you know, rut and routine, and, you know, from that eagle eye perspective, you know, there's the ability to see the whole future and past. It's like systems analysis. You know, it's like really overlooking, you know, the whole time. So this is a very good time for us to, open up other, you know, other means, other ways of seeing things and experiment. The other aspect, you know, I mean, Aquarius is liberation, and that liberation comes through non-attachment, kind of the Buddhist way, kind of like, okay. You know, it's like, I am, you know, I'm not latched on to a goal or an agenda, or it's got to be this way. I'm going to experiment. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to let loose. I'm going to experiment, and I might blow it up, you know, but I'm going to learn. I'm going to know, I'm going to see, I'm going to, you know, there's going to be something. So Yeah, it can be. You know, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, having a good time these next few days.
Yeah. Well, that's all you can do, basically. Yeah, things are really moving here. It's been a lot of work right now, and we're kind of catching up because I've been gone. I've been in Australia and I was in Mexico, and we're doing a major catch-up right now and kind of reorganizing everything and getting things so they can flow easier and kind of clean up all the old stuff, you know, getting it out of the way and resetting the whole different organization here so we can go forward. And it's kind of interesting, but I have mixed feelings about some things because, you know, I'm pretty good at letting go of things, but some things I've noticed lately are it's interesting because part of me wants to like pull back. I want to pull back my energies and less traveling, less, it's just getting so crazy out there. You know, less traveling, more just getting my own house in order here and getting all the gardens in and you know, doing all that lately. Yeah. And that's kind of what I've been focusing on because it's, oh man, just when you take this message, you know, right into the belly of the beast, it's like, it's rough, you know, it's rough. I think this younger generation, which we've kind of fostered and supported and launched, you know, through here at ESETI, it's their, you know, their charge now, you know, the scepter's in their hands, you know, to change this world, you know, and, you know, create it the way they'd like to see it versus getting sucked up by all the social engineering programs.
Yeah. I mean, that is, Aquarius is, you know, it's the opposite of Leo. Leo is like the individual and Aquarius is groups. It's community. It's,
yeah.
You know, and what I like to say, in fact, you know, I'm hosting an event here in May down in Costa Rica. It's called Astrology Rising, Unity in Diversity.
Yeah.
Because Aquarius and Uranus has to do with the eccentric, bizarre, unusual, freakish, you know, whatever, you know, the new is always a little, you know, outside that box and unconventional. And as we expand our tolerance for diversity and we, you know, we step out of this realm of things needing to be the way that I, you know, want them or I'm in control or I'm used to or I'm secure and really stretch ourselves. And community is a way of doing that. It's just like, you know, getting together. Yeah, you know, we like-minded souls with, you know, other people and creating living situations and new relationships. So, you know, and if you're going to stay home and plant your garden and stuff, this is where the technology comes in, that we can still be, you know, connecting and, you know, throwing out ideas and, you know, plans and, you know, looking at, you know, different things going on the horizon. But it is nice, you know, to come together.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this connection that's going on right now, with the whole internet and everything else, like just right now with Zoom and Skype and all these other things happening, and you can reach so many more people, versus going out on the road and talking to 100 people at a time, even 500 people at a time, you know, you can go out and you can talk to, 10,000 people at a time, you know, or even more, you know, just by putting out a something on YouTube or something like that. And it seems to be, I'm working a lot more with a lot of different people in the field, and we're all kind of in agreement, and we're digitalizing all the classes and the workshops and everything, and then getting that out that way. And I think that's going to be a good way to go. You know, it's a lot less wear and tear on me, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, for me, all of 2019 and now 2020, I'm basically starting the new paradigm school of astrology. where, you know, we're we have online courses, five modules. We're launching module 5 March 1st.
Oh, great.
We've done 4 all last year, you know, and it's like, you know, I got 7 faculty members and we've got an online forum and question and answer webinars. And I mean, the technology is just like, yeah, we're reaching people, you know, all over the world, you know, taking these courses, learning more about, you know, the cycles and everything. So it's really, I mean, for me, it's just the good thing I got to say about Capricorn is it gets shit done.
Yeah. That's,
this is a time to work. And if you can focus and discipline yourself and, you know, roll up your sleeves, this is like, yeah, it's like make those courses, you know, and get your business together, get your, you know, set a new goal, you know, and start, you know, new enterprises.
Yeah, it's like get her done, you know. It's like, that's what they say up here. Hey, I just got the sign from the producer that we're hitting the end of the hour. So what's the best way that people can contact you to find out about those courses and the other things that you have to offer?
Yeah, well, let's see. I mean, basically, I can just share my screen here for a second and show you that I'm on NewParadigmAstrology.com.
Okay.
NewParadigmAstrology.com. Great. New readings, workshops, you know, I got online videos, Kundalini yoga. You know, there's just like all kinds of things, you know, happening. I've got my own community with a whole bunch of people into this stuff. I got a bunch of helpers and, you know, so there's a lot of that going on. I've also got, like I spoke about a little bit of that astrology rising. This is, you know, coming up now. It's an amazing event and you just want to go to Astrology Rising Costa Rica. Ow, baby! Yeah. Come on down.
When is this? May 5th, huh?
On the beach.
Jeez, I might be there. You never know. That sounds like an awesome event. But anyway, hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We've got to wrap it up. I got the second notice. So anyway, keep up the great work, and we'll stay in touch. And if you have any major things happening, cycles hitting us or whatever, let us know, and we'll bring you back on the show.
Hey, you betcha. Good to see you again, James.
All right, you too. All right.
Stay warm.
Yeah, I will. Keep up the great work you're doing there, too.
Okay.
All right.
Namaste.
Namaste. It's James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and that'll get you through these times. Good night.